And it's time for a regular chat with our ethicist, Randy Cohen. He writes the Ethicist column in the New York Times Magazine and joins us every couple of weeks here on All Things Considered on the weekends. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Steve.
And we'll go right to our letter here. It's from Gregory Morales in Terre Haute, Indiana, or as Les Nessman used to call it on that television program WKRP in Cincinnati, Terre Haute, Indiana. And Mr. Morales writes as follows. At the restaurant where I work, a fellow server came up to me, frustrated and angry, and said of the hostesses, quote, "If they seat any more cheap black people in my section, I'm going to quit." That's the quote from the fellow server. Mr. Morales writes, "My jaw dropped. I could find nothing to say. I talked to my manager about this. He said he'd take care of it. And the upshot is that that server was fired, and I have not heard the end of it from my coworkers. I'm called a snitch and a rat, and I'm constantly harassed, and management doesn't protect me. Should I have turned a blind eye, as everyone tells me they would have done? Or," Mr. Morales writes, "should I fight the good fight and become a casual dining martyr?" Randy, what do you think?
I think he was right to resist racist comments like that, but I think he went about it the wrong way. That the first step is not to run to the boss. The first step is to speak up to your coworker, and that's an admirable thing to do. That's how a society lets people know what is and what is not acceptable. If that doesn't stop it, then, as a last resort, you must take it further. I don't think you can let these things slide. I think he's learned a kind of sad lesson about the fate of whistleblowers, that even when pursuing goals that we would all agree are admirable, the consequences can be quite harsh.
And we have Gregory Morales on the line now. Hi, Mr. Morales.
Hello.
And you're in Terre Haute right now.
Yes, I am.
Or Terre Haute, if you want to say it that way. So what do you think of Randy's advice?
I think that that's very valid. I think I acted in a way that I didn't really think about because I was kind of shocked by what I had heard. She wasn't necessarily a person that was very open to discussion. She made herself very aware of how she felt and let other people know that.
This wasn't the only remark of this kind that she'd ever made that you'd heard.
No. It was just the one that was only directly ever said to me.
Mr. Morales, entirely aside from the punishment that you've suffered here, do you think the punishment on your coworker was appropriate? In other words, was it appropriate for her to lose her job over these remarks?
Not necessarily. I didn't ask for her to be fired at all. As a matter of fact, when I was in the office with the manager, he told me that he couldn't guarantee a termination, and I made it specifically clear that I was just trying to bring this to his attention.
What did you think the boss was going to do?
I honestly had no idea. people have been suspended from the restaurant before for doing things that, you know, were more extreme. And I guess I just expected that. And then I come in 2 days later and the whole restaurant's in an uproar because this woman that's worked there for 15 years gets fired for letting something slip. And it wasn't what I expected. I didn't want that to necessarily happen.
I do think that your boss reacted very badly, that firing someone for one remark seems wildly disproportionate, and that the first step is to talk to them and to make it clear that that is not acceptable in this restaurant. But that it's hard, and then the second step is to suspend them, and that somewhere down the road is firing if it's a persistent problem. But to fire someone for a single transgression like this seems extremely harsh.
Well, Gregory Morales, I really appreciate you sharing your problem with us.
Well, thank you very much.
And if you've got a problem that you would like to share with our ethicist, Randy Cohen, all you have to do is send us a letter by writing to us at watc@npr.org. Put the word ethics in the subject line and be sure to include a phone number where we can reach you. Randy, good to talk to you again, as always.
A pleasure, Steve. Bye-bye.